Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious name of the Lord Jesus. We welcome you today to consider with us an important subject, and that subject will be heaven. What about heaven? Can we learn much about it and its great importance in the Word of God? Surely in our present time of world crisis, and the state of confusion that prevails everywhere, we can believe that the prophetic scriptures are clearly indicating the coming end of the Gentile age, and the only deliverance to be found will be the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for the blessed hope. But what shall we say, my beloved, to realize that when the Lord Jesus comes, every believer will be taken to heaven. And heaven is an important subject when we shall be taken to be forever with the Lord. We can ask the question, how much do you and I, my fellow believer, know about heaven? Yet it is such an important subject in the Word of God that it is named approximately and a little bit over 600 times. All you need to do is take a concordance, and at a glance you will see the many references to this important theme. But let me ask my unbelieving friends, those of you who have never taken Christ as your Savior, you do not face the glory and the joy of going to heaven, but the opposite direction, which we know to be hell. Then is it not timely for you to make certain of your destination in heaven by repenting of your sins and confessing the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and His atoning death upon the cross for your soul? But to introduce our study on the meditation of heaven, I would like to refer to seven different scripture texts where the word heaven can be found, so that we may begin to understand the importance of this subject and know more about heaven. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9, did not our Lord Jesus Himself use the word heaven when He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Here the Lord Jesus used the word heaven, and He used it as an incentive for you and I, my fellow believer, to pray and to address our prayer to the Father in heaven. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 20, the Savior also said, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal." Oh, my beloved friends, we all know that we have people today who are robbing the banks down here in the world. But let us rejoice. They can never rob the bank of heaven. When you and I lay up treasures there, my fellow Christian. And by the way, we might ask, you ask yourself, I should ask my heart too. How much have you deposited in the bank of heaven above? Then we have a third text where the Lord Jesus also spoke, saying in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven." These were words of encouragement in the face of persecution and opposition when we seek to serve the Lord Jesus. But no matter the suffering that is involved, heaven is the place where the believer will receive his and her eternal compensation for all their faithful service. My beloved, let me repeat again His words, "Great is your reward in heaven." But we also turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 and 33. Here the Lord gave words about the heavenly kingdom when He said, "Fear not, little flock, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. For whatever may be the present circumstances that you and I may be going through, which can and sometimes does produce fear in our hearts and minds, yet what a joy to realize the blessed future kingdom is a remedy, an antidote, a great comfort to know it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. When you and I know God is our Father, someday He will bring us into the glory of His great kingdom. But to dwell upon heaven can also produce joy while we are living in this world. Listen to the words of the Savior again. We read them from Luke chapter 6 and verse 23. Concerning when others may hate us and fearfully and wonderfully in a very wicked way they may be despising us and mistreating us. Listen to the words of the Savior. Rejoice ye in that day when you were persecuted. Leap for joy, says the Lord Jesus. Jump up for joy when you were hated and persecuted. Why? Well, take in what the Lord now says. For you behold, your reward is great in heaven. All that you and I may suffer, my fellow believer, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ here on the earth, will be greatly compensated and rewarded where? In heaven. Oh, may we be more heavenly minded about these truths. And yet also heaven gives blessed comfort for a dying believer. I think of the words of Acts chapter 7, verse 56, when Stephen, that first martyr of the church, was being stoned to death. On that occasion, when he was being stoned, God gave him a vision of heaven. Listen to the words of Stephen as he spoke, saying, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." My beloved, do I need to emphasize it? Do you not also realize it? What a comfort this must have been to the dying Stephen to have the vision of heaven and of his blessed Savior before his eyes. I think of a dear saint by the name of Richard Hooker, who once lived, that as he neared the gates of heaven, as he lay dying, he made this statement, "I go to a world of order." And he realized, out of a world of great disorder, he was going to a world of order, which he meant by meaning heaven. I think of the saintly Richard Baxter, a faithful servant of God some time ago. During his last illness, he whispered in reply to an inquiry as to how he was feeling. And listen to the words that he said, "I am almost well, knowing that heaven would be his everlasting rest." Oh, my beloved friend, let us do some thinking. May I raise the question to you, my beloved listener? What will you say when that moment comes as you leave this world? Will you have the blessed, comforting consolation of knowing you are going to a place far better, and that is heaven? One more scripture we would like to speak from. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10. Where we find heaven is our blessed hope, who know the Lord Jesus as our personal Savior. The beloved Apostle Paul writes to all believers that we are to wait for God's Son from heaven, even Jesus, our deliverer from the wrath to come. My beloved, this is the hope for the believer. It is sure. It is truthful. that God gives to all men, women, boys, and girls who trust His beloved Son as their personal Savior. They have the blessed assurance the Lord Jesus is coming from heaven to be their deliverer from the coming wrath that will be poured out upon this world. My beloved, from what we have thus covered, can we not realize the vital and eternal importance of this theme? And even with common sense, we ought to consider this great subject for the eternal blessing of one's own soul. Oh, my beloved, when we are nearing the moment of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, let me emphatically state that heaven is not what one foolish writer once stated, saying, if you be good, if you are good, you shall go to a city of gold. Oh, no. Listen to God's word saying about that glory of heaven that is yet to come, and I quote in our closing moments from Revelation chapter 2, chapter 21, rather, in verse 27. God saying, by the Holy Spirit, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. My beloved listener, as we close, may I raise the question, are you sure that your name is written not on the earth, but in heaven, in that book that is called the Lamb's Book of Life? One well wrote the precious words in a lovely hymn, Lord, I care not for riches, neither silver nor gold. I would make sure of heaven, I would enter the fold, in the book of thy kingdom, with its pages so fair. Tell me, Jesus, my Savior, is my name written there? Can you say yes? My name's written there on the page white and fair. In the book of thy kingdom, yes. My name's written there. Beloved, we'll continue our theme, but may these thoughts today focus our hearts and minds on the reality and the importance of heaven. Our beloved and blessed Father, we bow in thy holy presence and ask thy blessing on thy blessed word in our Savior's name for his glory. Amen.